But you know, we gotta get back to what's going on right now. You recorded the Big Squeeze album. How did you come up with the idea to that record?
I was searching, trying to find a deal for Warzone and a deal for the Western Union, and I kept running into these closed doors that didn't want to open for the, for my homies or whatnot, as far as, you know, to give them the right or appropriate deal. So my thing was, what can I do to create an atmosphere to get these niggas a deal? So my train of thought was, I know how to produce, I know how to make beats, I know how to make songs, these niggas is dope. Let me just produce a whole motherfucking album from start to finish, with me producing every song on the album, calling these niggas to do songs, concepts that I come up with, that they come up with, that we come up with, that's going to let people know that these niggas is worth having a deal, and they need to be out, and they need to be heard right now. So once we start cooking, you know, niggas laughed in the beginning because they seen me in front of the drum machine, and, you know, it looked funny, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, you so used to seeing me rapping, so it was like it's me stepping out my realm. But at the same time, the shit sounding good and it's feeling good. So my nigga Corrupt, he jumping on every motherfucking beat I'm making. The shit me and him making is sounding like it's blowing the shit out the water that these real producers supposedly called is making for him. So niggas starting to ask to be on the tracks now. So Cat Williams come to the studio. I'm playing some beats. He like, nigga, that motherfucker banging. So we do another one with him. Corrupt get on the end of that. Boom. Damani come to the studio. I'm like, huh, let me cook you up something. But it's Sony situation, because they act like they don't really know what they're doing with you, or they don't really want to deal with you right now. So let me make some hot shit on you to get you hot. Hooked up one with him. Bad luck came by. We did one. I'm making a rock and roll beat. He like, I got something for you. Boom. He put his verse down. Boom. I put the hook on it. We party like rock stars. Everybody else came through. And before you know it, JT came back down. JT got on some shit. So it's like me just knowing exactly what's missing right now as I listen to the game. There's no music right now from nobody as far as a crew from the West Coast. Just a bunch of motherfuckers stepping to you. 10, 11 motherfuckers. Two groups, solo artists, singing female. Then I got a new girl named Aja Ray Wade from Inglewood.
I just spoke to her. We doing an interview on her.
Yeah, so I produced two tracks for her on the album as well. You know, because I felt like we was missing that beautiful West Coast hood female that could really say something and hold her own. So I did them two on her, put her on the record. You know what I'm saying? Did a couple of raps on there myself where I, you know, did a verse here, a hook there, just to make the shit feel good. And I felt like this record right here is not a compilation record, not a mixtape, the introduction to this new West Coast, period. Not to get into no conflict with the little homies that say they the new West Coast. I'm just saying what I'm providing. And I'm not trying to take their name or take their fame. I push what they pushing. All the homies with the new West Coast moving, I'm with that. I'm just saying, to me, this is like the first introduction to the whole world to what that shit could really be.
Okay. So, the record is dropping in March, right?
No, I'm going to drop the record in April now. We're going to move it back to April 11th just so I can get some time on, you know, shooting a video for one of the particular songs. I like the Aja Ray song. It's called Party Started. I want to shoot a video for that to give it a different feel, and I might want to shoot a video for the Corrupt and Cam song called Pop Pop Bang. And once I shoot them two videos, then I'll know exactly, you know, how I want to do it. But I just feel like I need a visual look on this as well. Then I put together a DVD called Nicarachi Presents Cooked Up Dope, where it's actually showing me make these beats before they become songs, and these are beats that are actually off of this Big Squeeze album. So it's seeing the production and the birth of the song before it becomes a song, and then you see the initial song become a real hit record and people listening to it and shooting videos for it and everything. So it's like it's showing the whole development, so people won't feel like Snoop Dogg just came to a studio and hired a guitar player and a keyboard player to make the beats that he ain't produced. It's showing me make the beat from scratch, to putting words on it, to putting artists on it, to actually, boom, there you have it.
Right. Terrace Martin and a couple of other producers helped too, right?
Yeah, they came through and did a few pieces for me, but like I said, this is me, the whole thing. And I ain't trying to take no credit from nobody or steal nothing from nobody, but I wanted to do this project like this so that way I could get the full on what it is, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to produce it all and do it all myself. because I've always been one to always give opportunity, and this time I want to give myself some opportunity to help these other artists shine.
I heard I'm on the album.
Yeah, I got you on there. You know what I'm saying? Slid you on there. I was going to put you on the record because I felt like you're a valuable source to us, and I know you know we're a valuable source to you because we stamp what you're doing. The minute we say fuck Dub CNN, niggas going to be like, well, Snoop said fuck him. And that's real spit. So it's like, as long as we saying, nigga, Dub CNN, go there, nigga. That's the hotline. I'm sending niggas to you all the time. Yeah, go do an interview with Cousin. I'm sending real niggas to you, little homies to you. So it's like it's an outlet to where you getting the real feel. Everybody don't want to interview the little homies. They just want to interview the stars. But you giving everybody a shot. Yeah, because you know when me and you get down, I'm not doing this for the life. I'm doing this for me and you.
Definitely.
This interview has been done already. Well, ain't nothing to talk about. But me and you, we've been missing each other, so it's like, I got to give you this second half, but then I'm going to give you this first half of this nigga Rachi, the big squeeze. So now you got the finishing half, and you got the beginning half to pump that up, so that way when we go into this release of this record, you got to interview him and sing some of that new music, so you can be popping some of that new music on the front page as well.
That's what's up, man. That's how it's got to be done. You recently became real tight again with JT, the bigger fan. I ain't saying you weren't tight, my bad. I mean it like you hooked up with him and he been rolling with you, and I believe he's vice president of your label now. And how did all these business collaborations happen?
Well, I first met JT, the bigger figure, at Minister Farrakhan's house after Biggie got killed, and we had a peace meeting over there, and I just liked his whole swagger and his whole style. And I bumped into him a couple of more times. You know, we did things together. And I just liked his hand, his business hand, his gangster hand, his everything. So once I started, you know, putting together my fight for Tookie Williams, I went to the Bay Area, and JT was out there with a cop sweat. They coming to my room? Hold on, man. All
right. JT.
Yeah, I was trying to, you know, help Tookie keep his life. You know, trying to keep him around here. And I was going out there visiting him and putting together those peace talks and coalitions. JT, the bigger figure, was already out there with about 500-600 motherfuckers doing the same thing without me and him even communicating. So I just felt like that was God talking to us, you know, from when we had our meeting at Minister Farrakhan House, as far as us being leaders and what we supposed to be doing as far as our mission. To try to save brothers and wake people up. So once me and him connected on that, he fought the fight with me. He was there every day, you know what I'm saying, showing up, showing me love and support. Once, you know, we lost that battle, we just continued to, you know, say, you know what, we're going to keep our hand moving together. So he brought me a couple of business ideas and ventures and moves. And I told him when I dropped this record, Blue Carpet Treatment, I don't want nobody to beat me in San Francisco with record sales. I don't give a fuck who's coming out that week. Nobody. And I put him on a mission, and he did what he had to do and put the street team on it. We formed Uncle Snoop's Army, which is my, you know, street team around the whole globe where I try to find niggas that want to work and put my shit up and get them out there, and they get free tickets to the show. Got him to do that, and I blew everybody out in San Francisco with the first week of record sales and the second week of record sales. So it was like that let me know he needed to be my vice president of my record label, because if he knew how to work some Snoop Dogg shit, he was going to really know how to work my artist shit. And he was doing it with the same approach as an independent artist, as a low budget, ground, street hustling, underground artist. So I was like, you know what? That's what I'm about to put out. And he showed me how to open up the MySpaces and the PayPal accounts and all this shit that I didn't know nothing about, that my label knew about, that really wasn't ever telling me. They was just making money off of me and taking all my songs and putting them on iTunes and this, and giving me 10 cent and 15 cent when a nigga really could have been making dollars and a bunch of money off of shit. So it was like he made me aware of a lot of shit that people around me wasn't making me aware of. They was making money off of me because my name is so big. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to me being hands-on, and I'm a hands-on type of nigga. So he opened my eyes to being hands-on with the MySpace and dealing with the public and the producers and the artists and the motherfuckers who really want to be in contact with Snoop Dogg. I wasn't even a fuck about no internet. Fuck the internet, nigga. I ain't got the internet. This was my slogan before I got hit to the internet, nigga. I ain't got the internet. I got Teller, nigga. 1-800-TELLER, nigga. Because I wasn't aware of all of the, you know, the shit that you could get off the internet, the computer. I was computer illiterate. Until, you know, my nigga put me up on it and showed me all kind of avenues and ways and tricks and turns. And I was like, you know what? this is the kind of shit that can really set up a record label, a business, and artists. And this is where I've been going wrong with trying to put out these records. I never really had the right push. It was always me taking my name and my game and throwing everything I had out on the project as opposed to having other motherfuckers work it from the ground up. If you work it from the ground up, it's going to be all right. Like right now, the Big Squeeze is being talked about because it's being worked from the ground up. It ain't just being thrown out. He going to release that here, throw it out, Snoop Dogg said bye. It's being talked about, interviews, songs, snippets, artists, everything, to where when the shit do come out, it's going to do 100,000 easy. And in the independent world, all you want to do is 50, 200,000. Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't the numbers. It's the feeling. Because if I got 100,000 motherfuckers buying my CD, that means them 100,000 going to flip that to maybe a million because they all got 10 friends. Yeah, I think small.
Right. Okay. And where can new artists submit music to for you to listen to?
Nigarachi Beat at MySpace. The page I just put up, that's what it's for. But in the beginning, it's about me putting my beats out there, trying to find artists to actually sing and rap over my beat and see who's worth getting a deal. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's always so many people that's like, come at me at the show. I'm the hardest motherfucker you ever met. Oh, I can sing, I can do this, and I can't really stop and listen to you. And let me sing for you. Let me spit 16 bars. No, time out. I put together a motherfucking CD with 12 beats that I produced. The CD costs $500. You send me $500 to the PayPal account to my Nigarachi Beat MySpace. You get the CD with the 12 beats. You put 12 original songs on them beats. Then the motherfuckers back to me, MP3. I listen to it. Whoever got the dopest album gets a deal with me, an internet deal, where I put you niggas out through my deal, through the internet. And now you niggas is in the game, and you Snoop Dogg's artist, and you blew up, and you can go get you a real record deal. I'm just talking about internet. Now, if I don't sign you or give you an internet deal or don't like the shit that you spit on the rap, on the beats, you still able to take these beats and go shop you a deal and get you a deal somewhere else. It's just, those are my beats and I own the beats, so whenever you get your deal, Snoop Dogg produced the beat. I don't even want no money. I just want my credit for producing the track. So you can go get you a deal off of these beats if I don't give you a deal for $500. The motherfucking deal of the century. And some of the beats got me on the hook already. You know what I'm saying? Why didn't, you know, halfway gave you a hook to where it make it easy for you. Here go a hook. Now let me see if you put a song together to this.
So is everybody getting different beats? Because otherwise you're going to have a bunch of albums with the same beats on it.
No. Everybody's not calling from... It's universal. It's for the whole world. I don't care if 1,000 niggas got the same beat and they all from different parts of the world. It's about me trying to find that one particular artist or those two particular groups that sound good in the motherfucker on these beats to where it's like, nigga, y'all need a deal. And it's like fucking American Idol. How many niggas really get a chance to get close to Snoop Dogg in a real world where you can really rap on the beat that he produced and he might listen to you and might give you a deal? And once somebody really get the motherfucking deal and really get off the ground, nigga be like, yeah, cuz, I didn't know Snoop Dogg. I said my shit in and cuz gave me a deal. More niggas gonna believe and word of mouth gonna spread. Ain't no other artist on my magnitude doing no shit like this. This is personal, homie. This is where I'm really in contact with the fans, where I didn't really call and pick up the phone and let me hear you. Okay, well, no, I'll send your shit here. The first couple of days I put that website up, nigga, I was directly on there answering calls and everything just so niggas could know it was really me.
Right.
Handmade beats on there, handmade intro where it's like, boom, I let niggas down the first 3 or 4 days, I let niggas download 4 beats that I produced and said, y'all just do what y'all want to do on here. These just 4 beats I'm giving y'all just to show y'all I got love. And the next, you know, couple of beats I'm going to charge y'all, but take these right now.
Right.
That's love, homie. Niggas ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, watch how many niggas gonna start doing it after me. Because they gonna lose because I'm gonna start winning because everybody gonna be, shit, I'm fucking with Snoop. He giving niggas internet deals. I don't even have to sign you, nigga. I'm just gonna put your shit out. Give me your PayPal account number. When the shit sell, you gonna get your money. I'm gonna get my money. I'm putting your shit out. Snoop Dogg presents, blah, 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 over the internet.
You know, so before we end this up, man, just go ahead and, you know, give it a few last words to the fans, whatever you want to say, man.
Hey, man, look here, it's 2007, Snoop Dogg's still doing it. be on the lookout for anything that got Doghouse on it, Doggy Style on it, Snoop Dogg on it. Just get it. I got the new album, The Big Squeeze, where I'm producing the whole album from start to finish with all of my new exciting artists that y'all need to get a whiff of. Gangsta shit, R&B shit, solo shit, whatever you looking for. Just real West Coast gangster music. And at the same time, we got all them MySpace pages that we opened up, the Nicarachi Beat page, where if you're trying to become a rapper or an artist, trying to be seen and heard, hit us up. We got that beat CD, 500 for 12 beats. You put your lyrics on it, send it back to us. If you hot, you get an internet deal. If not, go shop and get yourself a deal off one of them Snoop Dogg hot beats. Who else gonna give it to you like that? And we got the Snoop's Candy site for all the females that's out there listening, because I know all the girls be trying to get to me, and they be getting caught up with all these rappers and these MCs and DJs. So I put together a whole site strictly for the ladies called Snoop's Candy. So all the ladies, the females that want to become models or actresses or want to be in videos or just want their picture up on my site or want to become one of my friends, hit us up, and it's for all available women, mainly single women. So holla.
All right, man. Hey, man, you just said female, so we got to get in something about the Lady of Rage, man. I forgot about her.
Oh, yeah, Lady of Rage, she's in the kitchen right now. She's on Boss Lady Entertainment. That's my wife's label. But I'm a mastermind and project and put it all out. So I should be dropping something on Rage in a couple of months just to let people know that she's still here. We're just trying to make sure her shit sound all the way right.
All right, man, that's perfect.